What was that thing that I brought to prove in tonight? What was that I brought to prove in tonight? You just call that what?
Paper bag.
And, what about a big bag like you'd find potatoes in? Or,
I'd call that a sack of potatoes.
Or maybe a bag of feed or seed. Would that have a special name, that kind of sack? Or that kind of bag? Would that have any sort of particular name? Maybe toe sack? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. They'd buy feed and toe sacks.
Any other names? Toe sack. What about grinding corn at a mill? Did you ever do this much? Was that ever done back?
Well, my father always carried his corn to the mill. We never bought any meal, and we hardly ever bought any flour. He would take his wheat to the mill. He grew wheat, and he would cut the wheat with an old-fashioned cradle, and it was made of wooden. It had a sharp blade, and it had two handles on it, and it was made of wooden. They called it the fingers on the cradle. You'd sling the cradle around to cut the wheat, you know, and it would have those wooden, long wooden pieces. They call them the fingers on the cradle to cut the wheat with. And then when they'd get the wheat cut, One would go along and cut the wheat and lay it down in little piles along in the field. And another one would come along and pick up those little piles and take about three bunches and tie them together. They'd take a piece of the wheat and tie it around, and they call them bundles of wheat. And then they would shock it. They would stack the wheat then in shocks. Set so many bundles of wheat around in a cluster.
I see.
And they'd put another bundle on top, and they'd tie it together and leave it in shocks. Well, then when the thrashing machine would come around to thrash the wheat, they'd haul it all up and have it thrashed, and the wheat would come out, and you'd pay toll to the man that thrashed it. He'd take so much of the wheat for thrashing it. So then, when we wanted a biscuit, we'd take the wheat to the mill. You could have it ground any way you wanted. If you wanted to, they'd call what they call seconds. They'd have white flour, and that would be bolted, you know, and made, they took out more of the dark out of the white flour than they did the seconds. They had white, real white flour for biscuit, and then they had seconds that was not as white as the other. And my mother used to make homemade loaf bread. We called it light bread then. And she'd make up the yeast and she'd let it set till it would ferment and rise, and it would take a half a day to get it ready to cook. But